Welcome to the 10th day of Advent, December 12th, 2017. Our scripture today is Psalm 33. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright. Praise the Lord with the lyre. Make melody to him with the harp of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all their host by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea as in a bottle. He put the deeps in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He frustrates the plans of the peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all humankind. From where he sits enthroned, he watches all the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the heart of them all and observes all their deeds. A king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a vain hope for victory, and by its great might it cannot save. Truly the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and shield. Our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. Today's devotion is written by Father Mark Basili of St. Mark's Coptic Orthodox Church in Sydney, Australia. One of the most painful feelings in life is the feeling of loneliness, the feeling that no one is there, no one is interested in my life, and no one even cares. The solution offered to us in Psalm 33 is simple. Look up, because there is one who looks down. In fact, the psalm repeats this truth three times. The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all humankind. From where he sits enthroned, he watches all the inhabitants of the earth. And truly the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him. God looks down at us because he loves us, because he is interested in us, and because he wants to protect us. Knowing that our Heavenly Father is watching us gives us the comforting feeling that we are not alone, and it inspires us to live a godly and pure life. So throughout your busy day, take a moment to stop and look up at the compassionate eyes that are gazing down upon you. Let us pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your love and protection. It gives me tremendous joy to know you are watching me and encouraging me through my life's journey. I confess that all too often I am occupied with the affairs of this world. Never turn your eye away from me, but rather remind me to turn my eyes up to you, my Savior and my God. Amen.